to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we focus on phase one of the Middleton to Youghal Greenway. County Mayor Councillor Frank O'Flynn and Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Deputy Jack Chambers, officially opened the first part of the project recently. Phase one stretches 8 kilometres from Middleton train station to Mogilly, marking the first step in establishing a 23-kilometre greenway network connecting key towns and villages along the former railway line. The project promises enhanced connectivity and recreational opportunities for residents and visitors. Here's County Mayor Councillor Frank O'Flynn.
It's a marvellous occasion for Cork County and also East Cork. This greenway is going to be a game changer. It's going to boost the economy here, no doubt. And I have no doubt that many, many people are looking forward to this. This is phase one of the two phases, and next phase will be open shortly. That's the phase from Mogilly all the way down to Youghal. And really and truly, this East Cork is well known as a tourism area. This is definitely going to be a big boost to the town of Middleton. And no God, after the flood, they need it. And for all the villages and for Youghal as well. And this is something that's going to be there for years and years to come, for families to enjoy. More and more people are walking and they're cycling. It's a beautiful facility.
The ease of access is set to improve the environment of the towns and villages along the way. It makes it more appealing to opt for sustainable transport modes for daily activities.
And this is a facility that is there for families, for people to enjoy. You can come walk 50 yards or 100 yards, or you can walk all the way to Mogilly at the moment and then after all the way down. And it's definitely for families. And I've no doubt, with the train station as well, which that's absolutely doing very well at the moment. Get off your train, get on your greenway. What a better way to enjoy life, and especially the quality of life. And I've no doubt that many people locally and many families, when they come to East Cork now, they'll stay and they'll enjoy it. And there's nothing better, as I said on the podium today when I was speaking, the welcome that's in East Cork, the smile that's in every face, the hospitality that's here is second to none.
The construction of the Greenway has been supported by Transport Infrastructure Ireland with funding of over €18 million on the overall project. Here's Minister Jack Chambers.
Brilliant to meet you, and fantastic to see Middleton and to be further connected to Youghal over the coming months, to have Middleton and Mogilly connected now, and also the integration of our rail system as well. It's a fantastic community for the local community here, and something we're ambitious to extend across many parts of the country and in Cork in particular.
A further section of the Greenway is due to open later this year.
So it's an €18 million investment for the 8 kilometres of Greenway, and we have a further pipeline investment to continue that on between Mogilly and Youghal. And then the wider vision is to connect Cork and Waterford, and as part of the National Cycling Network we want to, and the Eurovelo route. There's huge tourism opportunities for further developing our greenways and the enormous amenity that's here, and people seeing that and being able to experience that in a segregated, safe way. We've seen the success of greenways right across the country for local people, but also for the tourism opportunities that build from that. And I think it's investment that will yield a lot of business and wider opportunities for communities here.
Once completed, the Greenway will form part of the Pathfinder project, providing cycle connectivity between Cork and Waterford, and will also be incorporated into the Eurovelo 1 route. The Irish segment of the Eurovelo 1 cycling route is 2,350 kilometres and passes through Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Clare, Wexford, Waterford, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, as well as crossing into Northern Ireland for a further 250 kilometres. Overall, Eurovelo 1, also known as the Atlantic Coast Route, is 11,150 kilometres long and runs through Norway, the UK, Ireland, France, Spain and Portugal. Eurovelo is the European cycle route network, comprising of 17 long-distance cycle routes passing through and connecting 42 countries. The network is coordinated by the European Cyclists Federation in cooperation with the individual countries through which the route passes. To learn more, you can visit eurovelo1ireland.ie or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.